Got a little Gemara over here. It's a little bit of a different Indian. Gemara makes a terrible break to start the huge sugya of Avodah Zarah, which starts off as a local machlekes over here in Hilchos Chametz, and then it spreads out to all of Teir Kuva. It's an opportunity for us to be kind of the next lot, all the inyanim of Hilchos Perchos Hamitzvos. Huge sugya, big lumbas, very deep Rambam, we'll go through it slowly, Mr. Shender, go to everyone's lot. Amar Rav Barwana, Amar Rav. A pas she'ipsha. A guy has a bread box and he finds in it a piece of bread that's ipsha, got ruined, it got spoiled, it got. And he doesn't know if it's matzah or chametz. In other words, it's on Pesach, obviously. And he has a suffix, is it old chametz or it's new matzah? Says Rav Barwana, Kirisha Roksa Matzah Mutaris, if this box was used more for matzah than for chametz. So we can use the psak of roiv to paskin that it's matzah. If you see that it's chametz, so then what's going to help you roiv with matzah? Ela delay adina by chametz matzah. He had a suffix. My area ki rops the matzah. So what does it help me? Why do I need dafka roiv matzah? If you look at the rops the matzah now, nezel basa vasa. Sugar boss is the last known usage, and the last known usage over here was matzah, because it was Pesach. Why? Because generally speaking, Rashi speaks out two reasons. One is because, generally speaking, they use the old stuff first before they use the new stuff, so they probably finished off the chametz. And saying Rashi says he did bedikas chametz, so you can rely on the fact that boss of Basra. That means, a guy found on Pesach, in his bread box, a piece of unidentified bread material. He doesn't know if it's matzah or it's chametz. So we go basal basra, even if it's not right, we pass him. What's basal basra? That it's matzah. Where do we find such a zach? That on a suffix deraisa, we're talking about chorus over here, by the way. Where do we find such a zach that we go basal basra? What type of psak is that? So Gemara says a raya from Mishnah Shkolm. Very interesting raya. Like Rashi speaks out over here. In Yushalayim, there are three localities there. In Yushalayim, most of the money that was bought for behemoths, let me like this. First of all, in Yushalayim, most of the money that's floating around Yerushalayim is chulin, it's not ma'aser sheni. Most of the money that's in front of meat stores, butcher stores, is ma'aser sheni, because most of the animals that were bought in Yerushalayim were bought with ma'aser sheni. So there are three places. One is Yerushalayim, one is Har Habayis, and one is, no, Har Habayis, you go basar roiv. It means like this, a guy finds a coin in Har Habayis, you take on that it's not ma'aser sheni, it's roiv, because roiv of the money that's floating around Yerushalayim during the year, Rashi speaks out, is chulin. If you find money in front of a butcher store, you can take on that it's ma'aser sheni, because most of the money that people come to buy with is ma'aser sheni. What about Yerushalayim, stop on the street? It's really in Yerushalayim, I should go basa d'roiv, which is roiv chulin. Just the fact is, you bought Yerushalayim, they swept every day. So meila, we go all basa basra, that the first money was found and it disappeared, and this is the latest money. Therefore, it depends whether it's b'shasa regal or it's a whole year. If it's a b'shasa regal, then you take on that it's ma'aser sheni because that's the money that's hanging around because Eden came, millions of Eden came with ma'aser sheni money. If it's during the year, we take on that it's the roif. Most it's an individual finesse of behemoth loyal to ma'aser. Harabai is chulun. B'shalayim b'shasa regal ma'aser b'shalayim b'shasa shana chulun. Omer of Yishmai and Bazer of my time, oh, hell, the shukka Yerushalayim was soon on this carpet. B'chol yom, he used to sweep Yerushalayim every day. So therefore what? So we say therefore that hagam that roif of the money is chulun in Yerushalayim during the year. But the streets of Yerushalayim are swept, so we say that the first thing disappeared, obviously the first money disappeared, and today we go basa basra. Alma mina kamakama, elzi v'hani achrinin, v'chanami nima kamakama, elzi v'hayachrinin. So that's the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara says that, why over here are you telling me rob some matzah, not rob some matzah, even if it's not rob some matzah, we have a new call called basa basra that we take on that it's matzah. Atkan, the Gemara's kasha. We'll stop here for a second. This phenomenon called basa basra, this zach doesn't appear in many places in Shas. It's a mission in Shkom, it's a Gemara over here, it's a Gemara in Eilat Metzius. The tzach over here asks a kasha, which I want to build a whole dish tells over here. The tzach over here, the Nedib Huda, asks a very interesting kasha, a very lomdish kasha. In fact, the tzach, I don't understand the Gemara's dimming. The Gemara brought a raya that you have a suffix whether something's ma'aser sheni and that you go basa basra, that we paskin, that we go basa the last known thing, because there was a process that the kamakawa, also the earlier ones disappeared, and we go basa basra. Says the slach, that you go basa basra is a big chiddush, correct? maybe the Torah only went Pasuk Basra only when you have a Chumrah. I mean, you're coming to be Machmer over there. Why are you coming to be Machmer over there? Because I'm really coming to say that's Ma'aseh Sheni. There's a school of Ma'aseh Sheni. There's Ma'aseh Sheni. There's all types of dinim. Effect of Tzlach, I don't understand. Although you're playing with fire. Over here, the fire that you're playing with over here is the din of Karas, right? You're talking about eating Chametz on Pesach. You're playing with fire. You're playing with fire. You're playing with fire. You're playing with Karas, right? So if you're playing with Karas, so who told you to go and bust a basher? You haven't suffered. A guy finds an unidentified piece of bread in his bread box. He has a suffix because of Chametz Matzah. He wants to go eat it. So you're going to go be Mekel and tell me it's Basa Basa that we take on that the Kamakam. We don't know. We have a suffix. You can't identify with it. Right? And the Gemara wants a tiny, even if there's no Rav. We're talking even in case if there's no Rav. Both thousand was Kasha. What do you need Rav Matzah for? Even if there's no Rav Matzah, you have a 50-50 suffix. Go Basa Basa. You're relying on Basa Basa to go ahead and be Matzah or Chametz. I found by Maisa Behemoth. You have a Maisa Sheni, excuse me. Maisa Sheni is a Chomra. Coming along to me, maybe we go Basa Basa to be Machmer. Then you know you have to feed it with all the dinim of Maisa Sheni, with all the Kedusha of Maisa Sheni, you can only eat in Yerushalayim, etc., 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 because we're Machmer Basa Basa. But to go ahead and be Mekel or Shak and Kula, as I fact the Tzlach over here. The Tzlach, by the way, says a very interesting answer, very creative answer. Zok the Tzlach, Zok the Nehru, to know. Over there also in the Mishnah Shkolim, there's a Kula. What's the Kula? Kula goes like this. We paskin that it's Maisa Sheni. It's Mashmer that it's Maisa Sheni and Gansin. If something's Maisa Sheni and Gansin, then it's not only Chumra, it could come out of Kula, all be the Kula. The Kula is that the mayor holds, the Shitas that hold, that if you're a Kaddish lady with Maisa Sheni, she's not Mekudeshes, because Maisa Sheni is Momen Gavoya. And if it's Momen Gavoya, it's not cool that the money's coming from the man to the lady. So if you're going to go tell me that it's Maisa Sheni, you're telling me that what? That she's not Mekudeshes. That's a Kula. That means by paskining, by using Bas of Basra to paskin that this thing is Vada, Maisa Sheni, you're fundamentally doing, if not just a Chomer, you're fundamentally doing a Kula. That means this Kula Dikka results of the Zachking Maisa Sheni. The Kula Dikka results is that if a guy with Makadash, a lady, with this coin, and the lady's not going to be Makudash, it's a coin to man, but it's not Masha, that's the Sophic, Masha, that's a Vada. So if there would only be Chomer Dikka Nafkaminas, you'll tell me, okay, so we take on because of the Chomers. But since there's Kula Dikka Nafkaminas also, Mela, as I say, the limbo to go limbo, interesting teretz. So we see over there that we go basa basa, not just the chum, we go basa kula also. At kan, the noidibu this teretz. Rabbi Zeno taught us that it could be there's a different teretz on the kash of the tzlach. In order to say a different teretz, I want to be magdim. Yesh lachkor. What is the pshat in Basa Basra? I want to say a lumda shashayla, and then I want to say a balbata shashayla. I'm going to put the kasha of the tzlach on the side. I want to ask a different shayla. You all know, and there's a big vart over here, which has kama v'kama nafkaminas, as we're going to build. You all know that in the Torah, there's different ways of resolving sfeikas. There's roiv, there's chazaka, the gemar and chulin, the test of yud, yud aleph. Greens usually mutim. How do you know ozina basa roiv? You have a suffix. Hagam that Rishonim speak out all over that there's a store to go Basa Roiv. Yeah, you have a store. You have 9 kosher stores, 1 trefa stores. How do you know Azlina Basa Roiv? Bitobu Roiv, Azlina Basa Roiv, all the cases are Roiv. Or Chazakis. You don't have a suffix, go Basa Chazakis. What does that mean? Hagam that is Epistle Svara to go Basa Roiv. There's a majority chance, maybe. Rishonim speak out that there's a store of Roiv. Doesn't make a difference. But to go be Machri, a suffix, the Raisa Lachumra, to go Basa Roiv, you need a pasuk. Pasuk for Roiv and a Pasuk for Chazakis, v'chul. So a very interesting shot, I want to say HaKadamah. What do you mean you have Pasuk Basra? There's a Gemara somewhere like this? There's a Mishnah Shkolim. How's the Mishnah Shkolim know this? You're resolving the Gemara over here, brings a Raiv from Shkolim, forget about the Kash of Kula and Chomra, Lazav. I want to understand on a much more lumdish Oifin, the fundamental Zach itself. What do you mean you're going Pasuk Basra? You have a Sufik over here, a guy finds a piece of bread, it's a 50-50 Sufik. The Gemara says, we're talking about a case even if it wasn't Roiv Matzah. You have 50-50 Sufik, what is this thing? No. So what are we doing? We're saying, well, Basa Basra, we're in Basa Basra. Who in the world ever says such a thing that in the world of fakers you can go Basa Basra? Every pitch of God in the world of fakers with the Halle, they did something to myself from you. Playing with Karas over here. What are you telling me? Everything goes Basa Basra. How do you know it's a legitimate Zach? Elamayo told me. Elamayo told me. And here's the Elamayo. Elamayo told me. It's Balbatish. Statistically, we know for sure that when they sweep the streets of Yerushalayim, so we know for sure what it goes. That can't be the pshat. Those happen eight. I'll tell you, you ask me, where's the makor that you go with such a thing? So the answer is no, it's the statistical zach that when the zangazun to start, the people who sweep through Yerushalayim streets do such a job, it's a vadai that the coin came from what it goes. They don't leave a coin unattended to. So that can't be pshat. How that can't be pshat? How can you still suit to the case of the bread box? We're talking about a Baal Bata statistical Zav. The people who clean Yerushalayim, they clean it in a Zav, they don't leave anything unattended. So we say to him, when a guy has a box, and your stomach, he takes this bread first, you can compare the two umdinas, you can compare the statistics of Akashas, that was all. So I'm asking Mamanashah, I'm asking a Lumbish Akasha. I'm asking Mamanashah, before the Tzlach Akasha, I want to put the Tzlach Akasha on the side. Okay, cool, the Chumba. Here's a good Akasha. But I want to ask about better kasha. Forget about this last kasha, not better. I want much more elementary kasha. How do you know how you go boss a basra? How like whenever you pass in a sofa, you have a posik for it. Roiv has a posik. With how come that roiv has a svar before him? Rav Nachum always used to say, how do you know a zlinan boss a roiv? Rav Nachum always say, what roiv is? We know what roiv is. Who says you pass in like a roiv? Who says a zlinan boss a chazak? We spoke about it in Ksuvis. How do you know you go boss a roiv? How do you know you go boss a chazak? We know what a chazak is. We know what a roiv is. Who says you pass in like this? Who says you pass in like basra? Elamai, you tell me. I'm suggesting a teretz. And maybe it's Malbatish. It's much, we know for sure statistically when they clean the streets. Then you can't ask Akasha. We can compare the streets of Yerushalayim to every case, every bread box, and every guy. Some people like old bread, some people take new bread. So most people take old bread, so that's compared to the case. What's the tzach over here? By the way, I'm really asking a new Kasha now. I'm asking a separate Kasha. What's that comparison? The Tzach is cool and horror. I'm asking a different Kasha. How can you compare from over there to over there? Over there is Malbatish Azach, the people they sweep the streets of Yerushalayim. I mean, hey, you're talking about how people use boxes, who, bread boxes, old bread, new bread. What's going on over here? So I was in for a basher, he tied it. And there's other Rachmanim who say this, that state of big chiddush, I'm going to build on this a whole binyan. I was in for a basher, he tied it, that this kasha of the tzlach, I don't want to say the teretz of the tzlach, but anyway, I'm asking, it's a major problem. Lass up the kasha of the tzlach of kul and chomra. I don't think the whole gemara, what's the basher basher business? Unless you say it's Baal Batish, but Baal Batish doesn't make sense with God. You can't compare one umdana to another, one case to another. Just like this, you wanted a timer. It says like this, I'm going to bring the window spread out. Avada and Avada, the cases of Roiv, let's say, and Chazaka, I'll give you a case, classic case of Roiv. What's the classic case of Roiv? A guy finds a piece of meat in a shopping mall, there's 9 kosher stores, 1 trefa stores, in the parking lot he finds a piece of meat. In Avada and Avada, there's a Chalei Sofik over here, and the Chalei Sofik says, where did the meat come from? Which store did it come from? This store, called the Parish. Where did it come from? Came from this store. So we say, called the Parish, maybe we'll Parish, we're Paskin. But Avada and Avada, they'll agree, the Roiv doesn't say that there's no Sofik over here in front of us. The Roiv doesn't say there's no Sofik here. There's a Sofik over here. I have in front of me 9 stores, 1 kosher, and the meat came from one of the stores. But the Roiv, Tempi Chazakas, a guy gave a lady Maisa Kedushin, it's a Sofik Maisa Kedushin in all the cases. I don't know, did she get married or not get married? So what does Chazakas say? There's no Sofik? Chazakas said, put her back on her last known status. Her last known status was she was single. You have a Sofik Maisa Gerishin, the last known status was she was an Eishes Ish. You have a Sofik whether something changed. Kids, when I have a something changed, I have reason to believe something changed. The Chazak is going to say there's no Sofik over the Chazak is Hachra. Said of Osher, when you have a Hachra and a Sofik, Avada and Avada, you have to have a Pasuk. I'm saying a big part. Avada and Avada, you have to have a Pasuk. Avada, you have to have a Pasuk. What do you mean? Aslinam. Echatesi, you have a Sofik in front of you, Sofik of Isil Kumi, you're going to eat tray for meat. You're going to go Tomei. What's up, is? Ish is Ish. The answer is. You want to go be machriya the sofik. Rav Asher tined that the Yisoid of Basra is not a chro. The Yisoid of Basra says that we don't clear sveikas b'chal. The Yisoid of Basra is that we don't clear sveikas. It was like this. The Baal is a mahalach in the Welt of first. So there's a svara that says that the Baal, we take on that the first thing is not here anymore. So we never know that what we have in front of us is, I want to say, Pasha Dazach. The Baalt is the Yisoid called Bosa Basra, Vos Zok Bosa Basra. Bosa Basra says that in a place where you have a mechanism of Kama Kama also. Kama Kama also means that the Pashtas is the first thing went. In the streets of Yerushalayim, the first thing went because they sweep the streets. Over here, the first thing went. Because the Namala, if it is, means the Namala usage of a bread box is that people take the first bread not. So when I see a piece of bread in front of me, instead of Basra, I don't have a Suffolk in front of me. That's what Bosa Basra too Zoyf. Bosa Basra too Zoyf, I don't have a Suffolk. Think about it. The guy has a bread box. The normal usage of a bread box is that the Lord is people take the earlier bread and then take the later bread. So I find I'm a middle Pesach over here, and I find a piece of bread over there. Why should I go be Mistapik? Why should I go be Mistapik? Bosa Basra says, this is the latest stuff that came. There's no Chalei Suffolk Yibachal. In a case where a guy went ahead and made a Maisa Kedusha on a lady and they have a Suffolk, right? What's the classic case? A guy gave a get, Suffolk Karavlai, Suffolk Karavlai. He gave a Maisa Gerisha. I don't know if it was a Maisa Gerisha. I'm going to say there's no Suffolk over here. I put the lady back on her Cheskas, Eishes Ish. Have a Suffolk Maisa Kedusha. Was it worth a Shavar Prut or not? I put the lady back on her Cheskas Penuya. But over here, the Bosa Basra to his life is, I don't have in front of me 9 stores, 9 kushels. I have a piece of bread. Bosa Basra says, take on it. That's the bread. Why should I clash fakers? I would say that among the Shoifen. The Yisrael of Bosa Basra means, Bosa Basra should clash fakers. Why should I clash fakers, Michal? I have a Sibo for a Suffolk. Yotami Vasavas, maybe Ulai, there was bread in the wax, named Dosak Basavasra. Well, Basavasra comes along and says, don't clear something in front of you. You see a piece of bread in front of you, why go clear that maybe it's from the earlier? You go if you want the Mashaini and the rice, what we have in front of us. Niflo Moish. The Mela said to Basher that the sight of Basavasra, I'm saying very clear, the reason why by the Maisa Shani in Yerushalayim is not because the statistics over there are 89% statistics that the Maisa Shani thing was picked up, that the Chulden money was picked up, and that's not the shot. The shot is there's a mahalach of kama kama also. The makam with is a basra, we don't class fakers. Mela, it's a lumdish of art. It's not a technical art that over there's a level of adais. Mela, that's the answer to all the kashas. The kasha number one is, where's the makar? I don't need a makar. I only need a mucker when you have a suffix in front of you and you want to go be machriya the suffix. You want a nemal like one of the tzadim. The yisayit of Basar Basar was a svar of chazal that we don't call a sekis b'chal. That I don't need a pasuk. That the Gemara and Chulun spends blot on top of blot with Gemara, Rashi, Taisus, Rishayim of trying to figure out does Rav work and when does it work and when do chazakas work and how do I know chazakas work? That's when I have a chalei suffix in front of me. When I don't have a chalei suffix in front of me, so Basar Basar says it's a svar, but I don't need a pasuk. Because Basar Basar doesn't say I have a chwa on the suffix. Basar Basar says I don't class fakers in such a case. The Megala, the tzustel for Maisa Shani, was on a lump de shazach. When you have a mech, I don't have to compare the statistics. If the word is, it won't be a svara, just there's a vade statistic over there, so you can't compare statistics over there. Statistics. We're not comparing statistics, we're comparing a lump de shavart. Whenever I have a mechanism of kama kama also, each place in its own place, here it could be 80, here it could be 70, it's not the point. But there's a kama kama also, whenever there's a kama kama also in place, that the first and the second is a certain order, there's a chronological order in the usage, we now want that there's no suffix. That's the tzushtaf over there. We bought a raya that there's a concept called basa basa that we don't class fakers. No, I don't need that every case has to be the same statistic. That's the Dvar Misharm Ad Moed.
How do we know you don't class
fakers? I can't hear you.
How do we know in the scenario where there is logic to say it was bad? How do we know
that
you don't class fakers?
Because there's a Mishnah in Shkol. There's a Svar Chazal. I said this far. Why should I class fakers? I don't have a Steven for to be class suffix. Basa Basra Tuzayf is a svar of Chazal. Explain what the svar is. If you balance the situation that I have in front of me is I have one piece of bread, and that's the general usage of the Zaf. I don't class off. Why should I class off? That's what the Basa Basra Tuzayf. The Kama Kama Ozzel Tuzayf that I don't have a sefer for a suffix in front of me. That's Nifl Moif. Mail of Fiza, one second. Mail of Fiza. Hamei Vinyov in Lamita Shoteva. Mail of Fiza. The kasha of the tzlach doesn't start. What is the tzlach as a kasha? What's the tzusha from over there? Maybe we use the tool of basa basra only as a chumrah, not lekula. In fact, the tzlach is a moritek kashala, by the way. Hakim made me arrive from over there. Over there, we're using this new tool called basa basra, lechumrah, to say that it's maisa sheni. Over here, using it to go eat chametz. It's a noritek kula. Is that a basher? No. I never heard this as a bacher. It was a big ufraz. He said that the tzlach's kasha doesn't start. The concept of kula and chumra only applies when you're making a hachra. Yeah, Maisa Nora? The concept of kula and chumra only applies when you have a suffix and you want to go be machriya. So I say, listen, who told you that you go be machriya la kula, maybe only machriya la chumra? Who told you? When you have a suffix in front of you, very zokta, you can go ahead and use the din of Basad Basra, this new fangled tool, as a kula, only maybe la chumra. That's only if I say right there, what the Basad Basra to Zayf is hachra. So I say, listen, who told you could be maker? Maybe you could be machri, we never found it. But the fiat vorma ele that we said that the reason why the Gemara and Chulun doesn't bring a makar to us is because it's a svara. You only need pesukim when you're making a hachra. But when the svara of Basa Basra says I don't clear a sfeikah, so there's no kula and there's no chumrah. There's no suffix kibachal. That's nifl moid. Lamita shal teru, what could be a teret on the hele gitzlach skasha. The sort of kula and chumrah is when I have a suffix and you want to go ahead and bring me a ride, you can be makers. I say, listen, there's a suffix before me. Suffix there, I sell a chumrah. No, but you want to be a hachra? Who told you that it's hachra la kula? Maybe it's only hachra la chumra. Amori de kakasha, tachis from Amori de kakasha. He says a dechik teretz that's going on in Makadosh a lady with Maisa Shani. He says, I got some Maisa. Abel if you had Vormei, the kasha was a fabuchal. What do you mean kula and chumra? There's no suffix here, bachal. So what are you going to ask me? Who says that? What do you mean? There's no, I don't clear a suffix, bachal. If the yisoid of Basa Basri is that I don't clear a suffix, so then heps the chrisham, the got some Maisa. That's nifl amoyed na mito shal teretz. One second. If he's I want to get on another level to this. I used to today to see Bir Halacha in Zman Tov Menpov. Bir Halacha is a kasha that the Rambam and the Rif don't bring down this whole Gemara. We'll see in a minute what the Bir Halacha answers. Bir Halacha says an interesting deichik. We'll see in a minute. But the real lucky is the kasha that the whole din of pasha ipsha doesn't appear. Don't myself, the whole din of pasha pasha doesn't appear in the Rif and the Ram. They were mashed with it. In fact, the Bir Allah, what happened? We'll see the Bir Allah status in a second. Listen to a Dover Nifl and Amita Shalteva. Listen to a Dover Nifl. Comes along the Tzlach. It's a Tzlach that I didn't tell you to see today, in the next piece. And Tzlach says, I have a Teret. Listen to this Teret. A Pilpul of the Neidibi Huda, but it's Lashitasa. It says the Tzlach. The reason why the Rif and the Ram didn't bring down the dinner of Bosabasi, they skipped the whole thing. It's Al Chalamaisa. A guy has a bed box. You go past it, the last thing that was used it. They didn't bring it down. Hashmata, the Bir Allah is the Kasha. Says the Tzlach, Amor Yitak Azaf, which is Lashitasa. Watch. You will know there's a Klal. In Sveikas, that a Dover Sheyesh Lo Matirin, something which one day is going to be mutter, we don't rely on Chazakas, we don't rely on Roif. I repeat, you all know the din is that in Sveikas, we have a din called Dover Sheyesh Lo Matirin, Azach, which is a mutter to Kazach, which is going to be mutter in a week, so wait a week. The post we're trying to speak out is, what if you have to go take a risk and eat Isser, you can wait a week and eat a beheter. So we don't rely on Roif, we don't rely on Chazakas. It says it's Lachal, Mori to Keter, listen to the pilpul that the Rebbe Yehuda says. The Rebbe Yehuda says that this din over here, that we go Basa Basra, that's only Rav who passes like Rabbi Yehuda, the Chomash Avol HaPesach after Yom Tov is Aser. So the Baal Chomash Avol HaPesach after Chomash is Aser. So it's not a Dover Sheyesh Lo Matirin, it's not a Tzlach that's going to have a Heter. So then Avada, you can go Basa Basra. Avada says the Tzlach, but according to the Rabbim and the Rif passing like Rav Shimon, that they hold that after Pesach it's Mutter, there's no din of Chomash Avol HaPesach. So it comes out that wait till after Yom Tov, it's going to become Mutter. So why should you rely on Basa Basra? You hear Maisa Noir? You hear Pilpul that the Tzlach says? The Tzlach says, I'll tell you why the Rif and the Rambam left it out. The Rif and the Rambam left it out because there's no Gemara. Because this entire, because by Atom, you can't go Basa Basra. You can't go Basa Basra because it's Dover Sheyesh Lo Matirin. Azach, which has a Terim, we don't rely on Roiv, we don't rely on Chazakas, we don't rely on Dinim. Wait a week, it'll be Mutter. We'd have to go rely on Tzvekas. One second. We're not talking about your over here, by the way, okay? We're talking about whether you're allowed to eat it or not. That's a shadow. One second. So, Tzlach. So the Gemara over here is Rav and Rav, like Rabbi Huda, then it's also you have to pay stuff. So, it's not a Dover Sheyesh Lo Matirin, so you can rely on Basa Basra. But the Rif and the Rambam who pass like Rav Shimon later on that holds that it's Mutter after Pesach. So what are you relying on Basa Basra for? Wait a week around and then go eat it. Why take chances? I say so to Tzlach a Teretz to answer the kasha of why the kasha that the Bir Allah asked a few hundred years later why the Rif and the Rambam left it out. I say so to Tzlach. Hamei Vinyavin, there's only the Shitasa. It's Niflamoid. The Tzlach learned that Basa Basra is a Hachron and the Sofik. It's like Roiv, it's like Chazakis. It's Achra, there's a Sofik here, but we're Machria, like the Basra. That's why he asked, there's a Chilek between Kula and Chumra. If he's there, it's Niflamoid. Why? Because he says, listen, the same way that by Roiv, and the same way by Chazakis, there's a rule called Dover Sheyesh Lo Matirin, that if in a week from now it's going to be Mutter. So what are you relying on Tzvekas for? What are you relying on? Niflamoid. But according to the Pshat that we're saying, that Basa Basra is not a Achra on the Sofik, Basa Basra says, I don't clear Tzvekas Bechal. And that is no call called Dover Sheyesh Lo Matirin. And that is no call called Dover Sheyesh Lo Matirin. Yeah, Maisa Noir. And that is no call called Dover Sheyesh Lo Matirin. I don't call Sveikas Yibachal. I don't call Sveikas Yibachal. So what do you tell me? It's Dover Sheyesh Lo Matirin. You said Dover Sheyesh Lo Matirin is, and when I have a Sofik. And I have a Sofik device, and you want to go rely on Chazaka. I say, listen, before you go rely on Chazaka Roy, you're relying on the Chazaka in the road. You're relying on it. Wait a week. Wait till next week. So the Tzlach L'shitasa, who asked the Kasha of Kula and Chumra, he L'shitasa learned that Basa Basra is Achra. If it's Achra, so he says, but if it's going to be Mutter, you have to yont. If it's a Dover Sheyesh Lo Matirin, Dover Sheyesh Lo Matirin, we don't rely on Achras. But if we are correct in the way we're learning, not like the Tzlach, that the Vodah is not Achra on the Sofik, but the Basa Basra says, leave it the way it is, K'moy Shehu in front of you, Basher Hu Sham, and the way it is right now, we don't have a Sofik. So then there's no sort of Dover Sheyesh Lo Matirin. I don't have a Sofik here, Bachal. I'm not being Machriya the Sofik. I'm not grappling with the Sofik that I saw. There's no Sofik here in front of me. So what I give is Dover Sheyesh Lo Matirin. The sort of Dover Sheyesh Lo Matirin is, Atcha Techle, the Rishonim say Loshen, Atcha Techle a Be'is or Techle a Be'heter. Before you go eat a Be'is or go eat a Be'heter. I'm not eating a Be'is over here because I don't have a Sofik over here, Bachal. The Mele the Tzach was the Shitasa. What's very interesting is, what's fascinating is, if you're Lachy as the Kasher, the Aloha here that I printed out for you asks, he says a very, very strange thing. Bir Allah says, why did the Rif and the Rambam leave it out? So the Bir Allah says, he quotes a Rach here. What does the Rach say? Very strange Bir Allah, which I don't even understand what he's saying, but there's an akuda that I want to bring out along this. So the Rav says, Pas Yipsha, Vole Yoda, a matzah, a chomets, who? A robi, may matzah mutaris, pirish, achre pesach. Helig of Chomets Chaim, the Helig of Berlocha, made a deer. Why does the Rav say that the Sugi is talking about achre pesach? Why does he say we're talking about achre pesach? What's that, achre pesach? What's that, achre pesach? Says the Berlocha, whole pilpul. He says, because stating the Rav, the Bosa Bas is a Shracha Mises, and we're not going to rely on it for Korah's during Pesach. After Pesach, it's only a lav, maybe, or the Rabbanon, he speaks out. Over there, we can rely on Bosa Basra. But during Pesach, less man de polig, it's not going to work. First of all, the Bir Alocha brought down a Rach that took the heart out of the Sugya. The Bir Alocha says that the Rach state that the entire Sugya Bosa Basra is a huge techik in the Gemara. The Rav's Mashri eat it on Pesach. But Akapanim, the Rav says that the whole Gemara is Acha Pesach. So it's like the Mishnah Berurah that on Pesach it's a we can't rely on it. Why not, by the way? Because Bosa Basra to go play with Chorus. Yeah, the Pesach is in Lav. So why don't you can go ahead and utilize the dinner Bosa Basra? So Emrah he continues and he says, so why was the riff? And he says that since this whole thing is Loi Brira Le Milsa, since it's a Shvacha Maisa, the riff and the Rambam left it out. Anyway, the Rach watered down the Gemara. And anyway, the Rach took the Neshama out of the Gemara and said that it doesn't work anyway during Pesach because it's Koris. And Bosa Basra can't work against Koris. Bosa Basra can only handle things which are after Pesach. So then the Bir Alocha continues in a strange line and he says, Vibalt, the Brir Lehaik also, Vibalt is not clear about when Bosa Basra works. So the Riff and the Rach, because the whole Gemara is a shaky world, because the Bir Alocha took the Neshama out of the Gemara and he says this whole Gemara is a big nothing. And that doesn't work anyway during Pesach, and it only works after Pesach, and it's like really, I will say, it wasn't clear to the Riff and the Rambam, so they were mashed with the whole Zach, because it wasn't clear when it works and it doesn't work. Adkan. I'm worried to come myself. One thing's clear to me, that the Helig of Bir Alocha, the Helig of Chofetz Chaim, for sure didn't learn the way we're learning the Gemara. He's for sure going al derech the Tzlach, and if added, there's a suffix in front of us. If the Yisayid of, I want to say something very poshut. If the Yisayid of Bosa Basri is, I mean, I'll say it in a Zahorifin. The Mishnah Berurah says Bosa Basra is very, very weak. He quotes a Rach, it only works on Chomet Sha'ovrol of a Pesach, which is not the Chorus. Honestly, what does it mean it weak? I mean, let's get different also. So what does Bosa Basra do? What's the mile of Bosa Basra? It's a weak Achra? Okay, it's like a here, for Chorus not, for a Lav, yeah. But I understand, if the sort of Bosa Basra is that we don't clear Svekas, how can you be Machalik between Chorus and a Lav? Either you clear Svekas or you don't clear Svekas. I think it's a double knocking to say that this Chavetz Chaim, this Mishnah Berurah, this Bir Alocha is a riot to the Gang of the Tzlach, not the way we're learning. Because if the Yisoid of Bosa Basra is a Yisoid, that when I have a Zam mechanism called Bosa Basra, so what's the Mishnah when I have a Zam mechanism called Bosa Basra? I go Bosa the last thing, which I don't clear Svekas. So how can you be Machalik between Chorus and a Lav? I understand, you going Bosa, what does Bosa Basra do? If the Chavetz Chaim and the Mishnah Berurah will learn that Bosa Basra is the way we're learning, that the Yisoid of what Bosa Basra do is that I don't clear Svekas, it's either you're clearing Svekas or you don't clear Svekas. In the world of not clearing a Suffolk, I don't understand the Chiluk between Chorus and Lav. I don't see the Chiluk between Pesach itself and La'achra Pesach. Make up your mind. Either you're clearing Svekas or not clearing Svekas. You have a Milo called Bosa Basra, you don't have a Milo called Bosa Basra. It's stating then that the Bir Alocha learned that Bosa Basra is some sort of Achra. And if I cared, maybe it's a Rayataka to the Klal that I asked, that there's no Pesach anywhere. So Bosa Basra is a Shracha Maisa. So it's enough, maybe, Ulai, Epshur, it's a Chazak and Chazal to go ahead for after Pesach, which is only a Lav or it's only a Darbana, to go play with Chorus. Point to Karach, by the way. The Rach in his Das Torah, the Rach was the Rebbe of the Rambam, and the Rach in his Das Torah said, Point to Karach, this strange Gemara that uses Bosa Basra to go ahead and eat a Sofer Chometz doesn't jeopardize it with Chorus. There's no way in the world it's going to work for Chorus. Make a tasty. Properly because of all the kashas I asked earlier. Who told you how Bosa Basra works? See, I have a mission in Shkolim that the Gemara took the liberty and compared it to Pesach. Zakhtar Chas V'Shalom, Chorus? Who's going to play with Chorus? You want to use Bosa Basra? Maybe Lachra Pesach, a shocking Rach, who took a Gemara out of context because of his Das Torah that it can't be such as that works. But all that's true if we're learning al derech the tzlach, that it's a yisayid of hachra and a suffix. So then I could say this split level that it works for this and not for that. If the mile of Bosa Basra, I don't clear Svekas, I don't understand in the world of not clearing Svekas how you can go be machalik with such a thing. Make up your mind. If I either I clear a suffix or I don't clear a suffix, make up your mind. Is if you don't clear Svekas, then I don't have a suffix in front of me. So what's the problem with Chorus? L'chayr is stating in the Mishnah Berurah al derech the tzlach that it's hachra, but. But you'll all agree with me that the Pashtus of the Gemara is not like the Rach. None of the other Yishayim have said this, by the way. The Pashtus of the Gemara is that we're talking about on Pesach, the eating Chorus. So that allows us the liberty of arguing on the Mishnah Berurah, arguing on the Tzlach, and I'm saying three nafkaminas of this very, very interesting Chakira. One is the kasha of the tzlach of a chilek which you call it chumrah. Number two is the teretz of the tzlach that we say davar sheyesh matirin. We don't use basa basra. The same way we don't use wave and chazaka when it's davar sheyesh matirin. And number three is the teretz of the mishnah brura who said a chilek between karas and a regular lav. All these three things are totally in the chakira. And the shayrish of all this is that we don't find anywhere in Chas where the Gemara says they should go basa basra. And by the way, Eilam will agree with me that statistically, Rav is better than Basa Basra or Pashtus. Rav is, I have 9 kosher schools over here, what's Basa Basra? Maybe or this, that. And we don't find anywhere. Rav we find in Chul that the Gemara looks for a mucker. And Basa Basra, there's no Gemara anywhere. If he has Varma Eila, it's understood. But, we're arguing on a Tzlach and a Yehuda, we're arguing on a Shibra. And we're coming to say a Nubshan and a Sugya. Oh, that's that. Zogimor Baita. So the first question was, why do I need, where are we holding in the cheshbon here? That's the big machlekes over here between the two gangs for how to learn this very, very interesting Gemara. Talking about Haiter. So why do I need to have Roiv Matzah? We have a mechanism called Basa Basra. Everything was Shani Hocha, the Yipusha Mochir Tolva. So people are talking about a case where it's so rotten that it can't be matzah, it's been sitting there already, it has gangrene already. In fact, the Umara, Yibusha Machia Chaluya, if that's the case, and that's why you don't go Basa Basra, because you knocked out the Basa Basra. It means we knocked out, what's Yibusha Machia Chaluya? There's no Basa Basra. If I say, Yibusha Machia Chaluya, you rob some matzah, my heavy, so you have Roiv Matzah. But we have a riot that it's not from the matzah day, some kids have Roiv Matzah, but it's so old that it's from Hanukkah time already. Everything more, Maraba, Loi tema sharob sa matzah. Alema sharobu yimei matzah aluya. What does that mean? Slowly. That means it's taki pusha machir chalav. It's very, very mopish. But there was enough days of, which creates a suffix. But there was enough days of matzah where it could be that it already is rotten matzah, not just rotten chomets. For if you more yachim pshita, oh, slowly. Slowly. So what's the Gemara's teretz over here? Gemara's teretz is there's enough days that it could be rotten matzah. There's enough days that, that it could be, what do you call it? Okay. So why do you pass it this way, that way? Because of Basra. I mean, what's the Gemara's Maskar anymore? Before we go back to what's the Gemara's Teretz? The Gemara's Teretz is, we're not going Basra Roiv Matzah usage, we're going Basra Basra. Why are you going Basra Basra? So what are you Roiv for? We're talking about a whole complicated case. We're talking about a case where it was very, very spoiled, it was very rotten, it was very deteriorated. And there's a Pashtus is its Chometz, but if there's enough Matzah days where it could be deteriorated because of Matzah, so now we have a suffix. Is it matzah or is it chametz? Now comes in Basa Basra and kicks in and paskins that it's matzah. That's the maskara you want. What? No, the Basa Basra tuzayt, that there's no sibah to the stomach. Basa Basra tuzayt, that this is the last thing that was there. Because normally people use, let me say this. I have a situation where the zach is very, very rotten, it's very deteriorated. It could be matzah, it could be chametz. So it comes along the rule of kama ozel and says that people use what you call, that people use the thing first, and therefore I take on that way. But if I don't clear a sekus, fakert, Basa Basra says, I don't clear a sofik over here. The fakti gomara, yachi pshita. See, it's very sure. What does it mean, yachi pshita? We just said the chiddush is Basa Basra. Mars Apella, we just broke our heads to try to understand what Basa Basra means and how we know it. And whether it's a kul of the chum, and the gomara comes along and says, it's pshita. Why is it pshita? I'd ask even better. How they 2 lines earlier wasn't kosher. That was a whole member of Amrab Ravun Amarab. They came along and said that we go basa. Why is it pshita? It's pshita. What we go basa basa. It's a mishnah shkol. Basa pashat. It's a mishnah shkol that we go basa basa. And we barely understand it. The tzlach didn't understand it. How could it say pshita? As I affect the chedush aran. As I affect the benu David. So it's very interesting. Benu David, the Ran says a very interesting teretz in pshat. The Ran says like this. Halloi. The member of Rabbi Ravun Amar, the member of Rabbi Ravun Amar Rav, what did he hold? What was he coming to tell us? So the Rambam says, "Amar de Gazak Mshat." Amar Ravun Amar Rav was coming to teach me the din of Basa Basra. So I just have to give a case of Yifusha Rav, a whole case where it was this and that. Why don't you give a case where you have a suffix, you don't know what it is, and go Basa Basra finished? Elamai, why did he talk about a normal case without Rapsa? Why do you have to have Rapsa Yimei Matzah? You have to have opposite me matzah, because it was a balagan, it was very deteriorated, and the pashtus is that it was chametz, and Rabsi me matzah says no, the deterioration could come from matzah, and now I go, what's the matzah? We have to go like this, backwards. Give me a case where a guy found a piece of bread in a bread box, he doesn't know what it is. We go, what's the matzah? Again, why does this speak such a complicated case, that it was very rotten, and pashtus is chametz, but there's enough matzah there, but a whole complicated, in the end of the day, when the dust settles, he's saying, what's the matzah? So say, what's the matzah? Again, Elamai, it's Pasha that we go Basa Basra. That's why he didn't bother speaking it out. No, if it's Pasha that he go Basa Basra, so what's the Kiddush over here? We go Basa Basra. It's 50-50. I say he's talking to Kiddush around. That's what the Gemara is saying, Pshita. It means if when the dust settles and we come to the end of the process, you're telling me that the case was you found a very deteriorated piece of bread. That the Pashtos, one hand is so deteriorated, Pashtos Chametz, because it looks like it's sitting here since Hanukkah. Mitzah Cheney, there were enough days of Matzah, so what do you have in front of you? 50-50 suffered. Steps in Boss and Basra and says, don't curse fakers. So what do you have to say in such a complicated case of Rob's in the Matzah? He says, Robu. Robu means that there were enough Matzah days. What do you need Matzah days for? Because it was very spoiled. What do you need the whole case for? Just get up and say that a guy found in a bread box a piece of unidentified bread, and we go, Boss and Basra. The answer is, that's bullshit. I don't need Rabbi Bachman to say that. But that's bullshit. That's a double portion. So if that's portion, so this case is also pshita. If you go Basa Basha, you go Basa Basha. That's the word of the Gazak, and the Gemara asks. And the Gemara, Leitzricha, the Pusha Meruba. Ma'al de Tema, Kiva, the Pusha Meruba, you claim, also, the Fadich, Chodz, Vayu, Ma'ashol, and Kiva, the Matze, Eluye, Amin, and Ko, Yem, and Yem, and Ahama, Chamim, Ma'ofa, he took hot bread, the Shoda, Eluye, the Ipshat, when you put hot bread on old bread, it gets very rotten, and therefore it could be matzah. But by the way, okay, so that at the end of the day, why would be a matter? So that just explains why, that even though it's Yipusha Tvei, Levi's, we don't take on that as comes. But at the end of the day, so why were you matter? But at the end of the day, why were you matter? Because of Basa Basra. At the end of the day, you're matter because of Basa Basra. So what's a Kiddush? It's a local Kiddush. It's a biological baking Kiddush that you shouldn't think that because it's very rotten, it's not a comes, it's 50-50. But I want to point out to you, that's the Gemara. Fine. So at the end of the day, the case where we go Basa Basra is not the classic case because that's Pshita. The case where we go Basa Basra is a case where Bal Matish. You might think that it's very, very rotten, so it's Vadei Chametz. The answer is no, there is such a case where it could be rotten matzah, and then kicks in Basa Basra and says there's no Chiddush. That's the Pshat in the Gemara. I want to point out again, Adov and Neira, stay in this Gemara, that the Etzim Din of Basa Basra was Pshita. Yeah, Adov and Neira? The Maskaros and Gemara comes out, the Fiyah Chedusha Rav Shah and Gemara, it comes out that the Etzim Din that we go Basa Basra was Pshita. Hear my Sanur? It was Pshita. Atkidekach, the Rabbah, what do you have to speak about it? Why do Rabbah want to jump to a Zah case? I'll repeat now the Gemara's Kasha. So why do Rabbah have to jump to a Zah far fetched case? Yipusha Rav, it's very rotten, Pashtus and Chametz, and then they tell us no, that when you take hot bread and put it on a cold matzah, it gets gangrene very quickly, and it gets all moldy like the deer is. No, what do you need the whole thing for? The Gemara is blabbing with the Pshita. That means nowhere in Shas did the Gemara bother to speak out that there's a fundamental din of Basa Basra. Why not? Because the Gemara blabs it's Pshita. It's Pshita that we go Basa Basra. It means if I would see a Mishnah in Shkolim, well, Hashem, nobody gets to it. But if you have a Mishnah in Shkolim, right? So the Pshat is the part I'm supposed to nem on, what's the din? What do you mean? Basa Basra is din on. What about the Slavs Kasha and Echatesi, who says the same thing? And over there it's Yushalayim, and here we're talking about bread boxes. All this was Pashut. I hold that that's a very, very stark raya to our tzad. That Basa Basra is the one that don't clear fakers. Otherwise, Vasepis, a guy has a mission in Shkolim, it's Pshita, I don't need to speak it out even. That's what comes out of Maskar the Gemara. Comes out of Maskar that the Etzim din of Basa Basra is Pshita, I don't have to bother speaking it out. That's a. I got Lefidus Shad the Gemara, I was in the Mishabrua. I was in the Rach. The Gemara says that the Etzim Din is Pashut. You don't even have to bother speaking it out. Rabbi Avuna spoke about a crazy case where it was hot and it was cold and it was very and it was this and it was that and Pesachidish and Hilkos mold removal. Yeah, that's what he's saying, by the way. He's saying a Chiddush, you have moldy bread and it looks like it's from Hanukkah and the Chiddush is not going to be from Pesach. That's this whole thing. And then I go Basa Basra, yeah? And then I go Basa Basra because I arrived at a 50-50 suffering. But the Etzim Din that I go Basa Basra, I found a piece of bread in a bread box. I don't know what it is. We say Basa Basra. It's not so round. Not everything's moldy. It's not all basic straw, yeah? Yeah, there's a place out there. Not, it didn't get so moldy. A guy found an unidentified. By the way, it doesn't have to be bread versus matzah. Matzah can be chametz also. He found a piece of matzah. You don't know if it's the matzah of the whole year they use for Shal Shudus, which is Chametz Kiyadua, or it's matzah, what do you call it? I don't know what it is. We go basa basra, correct? We take on that it's a lias lamat. That we don't have to speak out. I don't think Rabbi Shapiro said, I don't think the cash on the Rach. How could the Rach say Ladria Milsa when the Gemara says that the etzim din is a double posha and I have to bother speaking it out? It's Peshitta. And the Gemara, according to the Lusha Ramah, which is the posha of Shah, the Gemara blives with that. That it's Peshitta. I don't have to bother speaking that out. Shtetl Choyra, that like we're saying, against the Flach and against the Mishabru, that it's a Zach which doesn't even require to say. It's not Kulis, it's not Chumas, it's not Achraz, and it's not Labir Milsa, and it's not only Efti Yantim. The Gemara says that the Etzim Din is a Dim Pshita, there's no need to say. I hold it to Rai Muchachas. That comes out from the Cheshbon of the Gemara Lamaskar. No?
What's the question of
Mal
Zimah that there would have been a difference? What are we saying? No difference. Kari is not Kari, no difference.
Correct. No, because I'm a circumstantial Raya, that the thing that they bought in scientists and they aged it, like, you know, they have from the Stone Age, they found out that it's a million years old, the matzah. You have some downstairs, go downstairs, I'll show you. It was at least a million years old from the Bronze Age, yeah, from Shanghai. They schlepped it with them, and they came with it, they were always worried, they didn't have what to eat, the Altamiras, so they brought with them bread, a Shanghai dick of bread. We have Isa Noir, it's history. Gemara says no. A week old matzah could look like Shanghai. Yeah, that's the Shanghai anymore, whether it's Altamir or Gemara. Yeah, let's go weiter. So okay, we're weiter. This I hold that this Gemara, the feed of Ran's Cheshbon, okay? The feed of Ran's Cheshbon, the way the Ran read the Gemara, the Chayr is a double posh of Mamish. So okay, we're weiter. Tomorrow, Mr. Shem, we're going to start the sugya of brachas. I want them to pay attention to the mamakrimis. We're going to learn the you and Rav, the Rosh and the Ran, to have a world war and how to learn the opening of the Gemara. And then, the Gemara immediately moves into a Shas Shiloh of what is Berachas HaMitzvahs and how you make Berachas HaMitzvahs. We're going to spend a lot of time on it, at least the next week on it, maybe more, if you will. Tonight will be the regular Vad on Shabbos, B'Shem Tov, and B'Tzach.